感谢主啊，这几个星期我的姐姐一家过来见面旅游。
Thank you, Lord, for the past few weeks, my sister and her family came to visit us in Canada.
我姐姐是在很多年前，在国内信主。
My sister became a believer many years ago in China.
她现在经历很多事情，信心很大。
And she's been experiencing a lot of things, and she has great faith.
记得刚信主的时候呢，是我给他讲耶稣，我信主了，讲耶稣，其实他是因着爱我的缘故呢，他就开始读圣经，他并不是因为真正的信耶稣。
When her first started knowing Jesus, she started reading the Bible because she loved me, but not because she knows Jesus.
他因着信任我呢，他就开始读圣经。
Because he trusted in me, so that she started reading the Bible.
后来呢，他就用他是一个实践者，他有什么他如果相信呢，他就去实践，所以他按照圣经上的去相互教导。
She likes to put things into practice. So whatever she reads from the Bible, she put it into practice.
所以他怎么样对待他的先生，对待同事，怎么样教导他的儿子。
So in her relationship with her husband, children, and co-workers.
后来他的儿子站在教的各方面都蛮成功，大家看到他的儿子已经37、38了。
Her son, and as you have seen last week, her son is very nice in a lot of ways.
人家就问他，同事问他，你怎么教导你的儿子？因为他是独生子，学习又好，品性又好。
So a lot of people ask her, how did you raise your son? Because he is the only son, and he is good academically and also good personality.
他说我是按照圣经来教导。
And she told them that she raised him according to the Bible.
很有意思，但是他不信耶稣。
But she herself did not believe in Jesus.
那过了一段时间呢，他得了一个病。
And after a while, she became sick.
在医院里。
And she was in hospital.
我正好也回国。
And I was also in China.
他就问我说：“耶稣真的复活了吗？”
And she asked me, "Did Jesus really come back to life?"
那我就给他再更深的来讲，耶稣真的复活。
And so I went a little bit deeper and told her that Jesus came alive again.
那这就是他的一个信心之路。后来呢，就一直。不断地来追求，包括为我的姐夫祷告，他们经历国内的人经历很多很多的生机，所以信心很大。
So that was her journey, and she and her husband also went through a lot of other miracles, and a lot of people from China they have been going through a lot of miracles.
所以有机会再分享，他们生机是不断的，生机是不断的。
So the miracle was like endless.
所以我这个外甥呢，就是虽然他现在还没有受洗，但是他一有重大事情，说妈妈，我们一起来祷告。
So my nephew, even though he haven't baptized yet, so every time things happen, he will ask his mom to pray with him.
就是他的媳妇也是一样，就是我们一起来祷告。
So as my nephew's wife, so they always pray together.
其实他们是很有能力的人，在国内。
They are the people of ability in China.
都是工资也很高，高这种非常尖端的技术。
And they earn high wage with salaries, and they're also doing a lot of advanced.
身体也很好，婚姻也很好，但是他们愿意谦卑来祷告。
They
这是有福的。
So they are very healthy in their marriage and also in their health, but they still want to pursue any prayers.
我觉得在人好的时候，在祷告谦卑，那是有福的。
So if you are in a good condition and you still want to pray and humble yourself, and I think.
所以感谢主，就是我想起我姐姐的话，就是说，这个信仰的路程。
So when I think about my sister and her journey of faith.
都是有个过程。
And it went through a process.
每一个人的信仰。历程都有一个过程。
So every one of us have to go through the phases.
那有的人是信了耶稣呢，就是实践圣经上的话呢，还是觉得很难很慢。
Some people even though they believe in Jesus, but still when they do things into practice, they find it very slow.
我这个姐姐呢，她没信耶稣，她就要做圣经上的事情。
But my sister, even though before she became a believer, she already practiced.
所以她做了以后发现都保佑。
And everything that she does, and it worked.
所以是不是很奇妙？神是非常奇妙。
So isn't God amazing?
所以我们中间人有人是这样走，有人那样走，所以我们要彼此的欣赏，彼此鼓励。
So every one of us going through this way, and that we have to encourage and encourage each other.
感谢主，谢谢大家这一段时间为我们的祷告。所以今天由丹克来讲道，我太忙了，我觉得不能安静下心来准备，正好丹克在旁边。
So thank you for your prayers, and we're gonna ask Duncan to Brother Duncan to come and share.
Okay.
I have been really busy and I don't have time to prepare.
我给他翻译。
And I'll be translating.
翻译的时候不用太动脑筋。好，丹克。Could you come and share? 谢谢了。早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And Pastor Wayne mentioned about prayer.
王明牧师讲到这个祷告。
Prayer, you know, is the one of the most important commands of the Bible.
祷告是在圣经里面最重要的一个神的命令之一。
Because God listens to prayer.
因为神是听祷告的神。
Not only listen to prayer.
不仅仅是听。
Listen to all the prayers.
而且他是听所有的祷告。
If the prayer is answered,
如果他的祷告被垂听
，Of course you think God answered the prayer. He listened.
被就答应，你就知道神已经听了你的祷告。
But actually, when God does not answer your prayer,
事实上呢，当神没有答应你的祷告的时候
，Actually, he spend more time to think about it.
他会其实是花更多的时间在思考这些事情
and taking all consideration of your need.
因为他会把你所有的需要呢会放在一起综合考虑
and other people's need.
甚至把别人的需要也放在一起来考虑
the good of your character.
因为为了你品格的缘故
the short term and long term the eternal impact.
那短期的长期的这样一个利益
and he grant or refuse the prayer.
所以很多时候呢，他会拒绝，答应某些祷告。
So without exception.
那但是呢，毫无例外。
Every prayer is listened and responded to by God.
每一个祷告神都会垂听，而且他会来回应。
And every prayer, not only God listens, each prayer will be listened.In all eternity, and before the creation of the world,
每一个祷告呢，神不但是垂听，而且呢，他真正在这个永恒里面，他都看重。
So as a Christian, we don't say classify. Hey, this is the prayer God listens. This is the prayer God doesn't listen.
所以我们作为基督徒呢，不要把这类的祷告说是神不垂听，那类的祷告神就垂听，不要这样做。
God listens all the prayer. When you pray, you make a contribution to the event of the world.
所以神呢听祷告，你每次做祷告的时候，你给世界上所发生的事情，你有一个正面的贡献。
Or your personal affairs.
或者你个人的事情里面有贡献。
And anything related to your prayer.
那每一件事情都跟你的祷告有关。
So we must pray more.
所以呢，我们需要更多的祷告。
Because your prayer makes a difference.
因为你的祷告是能够改变事情。
Maybe because of very prayer.
那因着你的祷告
，this happened.
或者就是真正就是因着你的祷告这件事情发生了。
Because it's one more prayer from you.
因为有了你的一个祷告加上去。
Then Hong Kong is in chaos, right?
那现在的香港正在发生很多骚乱。
And people say we only do have pay for Hong Kong, you know, that's the student make trouble, right?
有的人说香港可能不需要我们的祷告，只是一些学生在搞一些骚扰而已。
But actually, when someone pray for peace in Hong Kong, say 10 years ago,
那事实上就是在十年前，人为香港的平和平来祷告的时候。
The peace of Hong Kong was listened by God.
事实上，这种和平的祷告。
That's why it made Hong Kong not only peaceful and peaceful the next 10 years.
所以神不仅是让这个香港有平安，而且平安十年。
Oh, that's acceptable, isn't it? When we pray for peace of society, God listen and give us peace, then we have time to go to church.
那所以，当我们在继续为我们的和平来祷告的时候呢，神给我们机会，我们有平安可以来教会。
But actually, when we make a prayer of peace,
事实上，当我们为平安来祷告的时候
，for the society,
特别是这个社会的这个和平
，for your family,
为我们的家庭。
For your company,
为你的公司。
Actually, when you pray this time,
事实上，当这一次你祷告的时候
，the fulfillment actually is not in the future, it's in the past.
有时候你的祷告，它的成就不是在未来，而是在过去。
When you pray this year,
当你今年在祷告的时候
，God listen to prayer.
神听你的祷告。
Because God is not in time.
因为神不是在时间里。
He is timeless.
因为他是没有时间的。
Because all the prayer of peace in this universe from beginning to the end.
因为关于平安的这样一个祷告，从头到尾，从宇宙的开始到现在，神都在垂听。
So keep Canada peaceful.
所以神就让加拿大有这样的平安。
Actually, you can pray today for the event that happened yesterday.
那甚至我们为今天可以为昨天发生的事情来祷告。
Because God is timeless.
因为神是没有时间限制。
He listens to all the prayer.
他垂听所有的祷告。
That's why in the Bible, all the prayer He prayed actually pray with us together to God.
那所以圣经里面所有的祷告呢，就是我们的。大家一起的祷告都是向着神的一个祷告。
And today we're going to look at a powerful prayer.
今天我们要来看一个学习一个非常有能力的祷告。
In Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Start at 13.
新约以弗所书第三章。以弗所书第三章。
14, verse 14.
从十四节开始。
So we read it together until the 20. Okay, so we read it together in Mandarin. So.
因此，我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神按照运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
阿门。This prayer of Paul,
这个使徒保罗的祷告
is a prayer for all generations.
其实他是为各个世代在祷告。
This letter, Ephesian letter, is supposed to be circular letters. It will be read by all the churches.
以弗所书这个当时写了，就是要所有的教会都要看的。
In that region.
在那个区域。
And Paul is praying a prayer. He is supposed to be something very serious. The reason why he kneeled down.
那他正在祷告一个非常严肃的祷告，所以他说在父的面前要屈膝。
Because Jewish people pray differently.
事实上呢，犹太人他们祷告是比较特别的。
When they pray something important, they standing up.
那事实上，如果他们在为一些重要事情祷告，他们会站着祷告。
They stand here and there and pray together.
他们会站在不同的地方回来祷告。
But Paul knelt down.
但是呢，这时候保罗跪在那里祷告。
Because Jesus knelt down.
那因为耶稣呢是跪下祷告。
It's a new age of grace.
那就是说这是一个新的恩典的时代
means very important
就是说非常的重要
and we did, when Jesus prayed the longest prayer before he died is in John 17
那耶稣在圣经里面记载最长的祷告就是记载在约翰福音第十七章
verse 17 Jesus prayed about that they and I and Christ everybody will be united in one family
他在这个十七章十七节特别讲到，就是说我的祷告就是愿主里面的肢体要合一。
And same as the in Ephesians, Ephesians talk about the family of God. The whole letter is about we are family.
这个以弗所书也是在讲神的家，整本圣经书都在讲神的家。
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
Forever.
那是永远的弟兄姐妹。
And Jesus.Prayer is talking about, hey, Lord, I glorify you, and my word you gave me, I gave it to them, and they accept it.
那耶稣在约翰福音里面的祷告说：“主，我已经在父啊，我已经荣耀了你，你给我的话语我已经赐给他们。
And sanctify them with the truth.
愿他们因着真理成圣。
Because my words are truth.
因为我的话就是真理。
Then love.Them as you love me, and then we will be in love together.
所以父啊，你爱他们就像你爱我一样，而且爱我的爱在他们的心里。
Eventually, Jesus prayed is a prayer of love and unity.
所以呢，耶稣最后一个祷告就是关于爱和合一的祷告。
Paul is praying the same kind of prayer.
这个地方呢，保罗在祷告同样的祷告。
He prayed a prayer of love for the church, for the family.
他就祷告呢，是给教会的爱和这个家的一个祷告。
That's why the most important in the church is not other things.
所以呢，在教会里面最重要的事情不是其他的
，is love，
就是爱。
How to gauge a church? Is it a good church or bad church?
你怎么样来量度一个教会呢？是好教会、坏教会呢
？Most people look at the quantity.
好多时候我们要看人数多少。
Some people look at the knowledge.
有的人看我们的知识多少
Some people look at how rich, how much money they have.
有的人在看我们的财务的状况
How beautiful is the building.
或者你的建筑有多么辉煌
And Jesus did.
但是呢，耶稣不是
The Bible teaching is different.
但是圣经的教导不是这样
The most important thing in the church is it a loving church.
那所以最重要的教会里面的事情呢，就是要是一个有爱的教会。
Most church around that time is very small house church.
在那个时代，所有的教会呢都是很小的家庭教会。
No bigger than 30 people.
那不会超过三十人的教会。
That's why they are so loving.
所以他们呢就很彼此相爱。
Because,
因为
everybody learn from each other and bear the burden of each other.
因为每一个人呢，从彼此那边学习，而且呢，彼此来担当重担。
To learn love, you need time.
那学习去爱需要时间。
To have time together, you need come together, pray together.
需要时间在一起，在一起祷告。
So that's why a small group of Christians they can build a deeper love.
所以呢，当我们小组的这个小群的弟兄姐妹聚在一起呢，会。能够产生更深的爱。
Paul prayed this long. He let's look at the verse 3:14.
所以我们来看看，就是以弗所书第三章十四节。
To talk about is a family from heaven and earth. This is all divided by the Father.
这里特别讲到天上地上的各家或者全家，都是从父得名。
Even the earthly family, even they don't believe, is originally from the Father.
甚至地上的家 原来也是从这个父而来的。
And he talking about the first thing, just a four step of this prayer.
啊，这里面有四个节，四个步骤，这个祷告。
The first one is strength.
那第一个呢，祷告是力量。
Paul prayed that strength will be given to the church.
保罗的祷告就是第一个呢，我们要有力量在教会。
Through the inner being, in our inner being.
就是从心里的力量
that the Holy Spirit lives in us, He will give us the power.
借着他的灵，就是叫我们的心里的力量要刚强起来。
The first thing Christians that we have power of God.
那第一件事情就是我们作为基督徒要有从神而来的能力。
It's not from us.
那不是从我们自己来。
Because it's from the Holy Spirit.
因为是从圣灵而来。
It's given to us as a gift.
是一个恩赐恩典放在我们的里面
money cannot buy
这是钱不能买的
the most precious gift
这是最宝贵的礼物
that he, Holy Spirit is a person
那圣灵呢是一个有位格的一个 person 有人一样
he is come to serve us
他来是要来服侍我
comes to us
为要来辅导我
it's called the spirit of truth
所以它叫做真理的圣灵。
That's why the Spirit gives life.
所以呢，这个灵是赐给我们生命的灵。
And the flesh doesn't come.
那，
肉体是无一的。
哦，就是说我们自己的肉体是无一的，圣经上讲。
But my spirit, my word is spirit is life.
但是他说，我的话语就是灵，就是生命。
And spirit, actually, according to the Bible, is God's word.
那按照圣经呢，就是说，这个圣灵就是神的话来的。
Because my word is spirit, it's like Jesus said.
因为这里讲呢，就是说，耶稣见他说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And means Jesus through the Spirit give us power of life.
也就是说，耶稣通过圣灵呢，把那个生命赐给我们。
But also through God's word，
也是通过神的话。
If we don't read God's word，
如果我们不读神的话
，we don't have life，
就没有生命。
We may be given a life，
那虽然可能神给了我们一个生命
，but we always a baby，
那我们可能一直停留在一个婴儿的阶段。
We may be 10 years baby。
我们可能是一个十岁的一个
长大的孩
子，二十年了，还是一个婴孩。
It's a horrible thing.
这是一个非常难过的事情。
And Jesus said very clearly, "My word, man cannot live by bread alone."
耶稣讲，他说，人活着不是单靠食物
，but by every word from the mouth.
那是靠神口里说出的一切话。
The first thing we want life and power, we want love, joy, peace, is that we must read God's word, eat a healthy spiritual food.
如果我们需要力量，需要爱、喜乐、和平，那我们需要来吃这个灵粮，就是神的话。
That's the strength.
这就是能力。
That's the life of a Christian.
这就是基督徒的生命。
That's why he says the second word is talking about so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
所以呢，第二段在讲的是基督会引你们的信住在你们心里。
Christ's word, Christ's example is ours, is how we learn, how we imitate.
那就是耶稣的话和耶稣自己的生命是要让我们来模仿他。
And the Bible said, "Let Christ would dwell in us richly."
那圣经讲呢，让基督丰丰富富的住在我们的心里。
When you fill with the Spirit, don't get drunk and fill with the Spirit.
那就是说，圣经讲呢，不要醉酒，但是要被圣灵充满。
And nobody understands what that means.
那我们不知道这是什么意思。
Paul actually explained right away.
保罗呢，那个那句话之后就解释。
Fill the Spirit means filling with God's word.
那就是说，用圣灵充满呢，就是有神的话要来充满。
Speaking to each other with God's word.
所以我们彼此之间就要用神的话来。
Encourage each other with God's word.
就要彼此的用神的话来鼓励。
Singing in God's word.
甚至要来唱神的话
praying in God's word
祷告神的话
do everything in the name of Christ
是、凡事所做的都是以基督的名来做
mean everything you do it with the God's word obeying God's word
所以我们明做事情呢一件事情呢都是按照顺服神的话来做的
understand God's word
因着理解明白他的话而做的
and also reading God's word
也就是呢阅读他的话语受洗他的阅读
God's word will give you power and joy and peace and strength and revive your spirit your spirit
神的话就给我们力量爱心还有这个平安喜乐让我们的灵能会不断地活起来
When we say Christ is in us No longer I have Christ in me Means okay We put on Christ We put on Christ's works is in us too
当我们说到我们活着不再是自己而是耶稣基督活在我里面呢意思就是说让他的话语活在我们的里面
You want to live a healthy Christian life You must have the strength You must have the power through the Holy SpiritAnd read God's word, then He will empower you become healthy.
那如果你要过一个健康的基督徒的生活呢，就是要来不断的来读圣经，这样通过圣灵就来赐给你力量。
That's the prayer of Paul. He said, "Okay, first thing, I ask God to give you the strength through the Holy Spirit."
啊，这就是保罗的祷告。第一件事，他要圣灵赐给你们能力。
I ask God's Christ's word be with you.
啊，要基督的话在你和你同在。
By faith.
通过信心
and the Christ's word is the word of the Bible
那基督的话就是圣经
Christ's word is the law of love to bear each other with love
基督的话就是让我们彼此相爱
Last week we were talking about when people make mistakes when we have when we want to bear the burden of other people we mustdo it without criticism
所以上一周呢我们讲到就是说当我们彼此担当重担的时候呢不要来彼此来论断
with unconditional love
我们要用无条件的爱来彼此相爱
the climax of Christian love is to bear the cause of the other
那就是 很重要的就是我们来彼此的来担当
bear the mistake of each other
上次要担当自己彼此的
watch for other feet
上次要来彼此来协教
when people make mistakes when people are sinful we go lower to sympathize with them and to love them out of the way to love them to cover their sin so encourage them with love
当然犯罪的时候我们上次要放低自己跟他们一起来同行来扶持他们把他们扶起来
and that is the kind of love Jesus talking about
这就是耶稣所讲的爱
In Isaiah chapter 53,
所以在以赛亚书五十三章讲到
The reason Jesus come to the world is come to take up our sin.
耶稣为什么来到世上，是因为要来担当我们的罪
，and bear up our sorrows,
背负我们的痛苦
，and God put all the iniquity on him.
因为神把所有的罪孽过犯加在他身上
，because of his wound that we are healed.
因着他的这个鞭伤我们就得医治了
And this kind of love is a love of bearing
这种爱就是一种承担的爱
And we always spend time to criticize, to complain, to condemn But Jesus never do that
我们常常会在一起来抱怨或者去批评论断但是耶稣从来不这样做
The whole Bible is designed to strengthen, to encourage, to comfort
整个的圣经呢就是被设计就是要让我们懂得怎么来彼此鼓励彼此安慰
That is especially in the law of grace
那特别是在新约恩典的这样一个律例里面
The gospel is summarized by one word only is the law of love Christ is the law of love
什么是福音呢如果一句话简称说耶稣就是律法这个恩典的一个律例
He loved us, set an example for a sacrificial love for us.
他爱我们，也为我们做了这种牺牲的爱的榜样。
So when we love like Jesus, and people recognize we are the disciple.
当我们像耶稣一样去爱别人的时候，人就认出我们是他的门徒。
So that's why we talk about love.
这就是我们上一次讲的。
Focus on the strength of love. Focus on the strength of God's word.
啊，上一次我们就集中在这个神的话语。
Now the third aspect of this one, this prayer about strength for all the church, and Christ will dwell in each of us. We put on Christ and to conform to His image.
啊，第三个呢，讲的呢，神住在我们的心里的时候呢，叫我们的爱心就有根有基，要越来越显出。
And we grow into the maturity of Christ. Christ is the head. We all grow all together into His maturity.
我们就要成长，越来越成长，进入基督的这个成熟的圣量。
And becoming loving, patient, kind, and not self-seeking, and forgiving, and forbearing.
啊，有爱，有忍耐，啊，有这个能够忍承担。
In the chapter 4, Paul talking about that is the example of Christ.
所以第四章讲的方式要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Be completely humble, gentle, be patient, bear with each other in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit.
所以在第四章第三节讲的，用和平要彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐和平。
Keep going.
得不到的讲道。
That's the prayer.
那就是保罗的祷告。
So we imitate Christ.
我们呢就是要来模仿基督。
Christian is to be Christ-like.
也就是说，作为基督徒就是来像基督。
That is the most simple definition. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like. It's not a religion. It's just like Christ.
作为基督徒，基督徒最简单的定义就是说，我们在学习耶稣。我们不是一个宗教。
And the law of Christ is love.
因为基督的这个律例呢，律法就是爱。
Very simple.
是很简单。
In Old Testament, they have 10 commandments. They have 614 Jewish law to follow.
在旧约里面呢，有十诫，还有这个六百多条，就是说这个律例可以来遵循。
And this is summarized in one.
那耶稣呢，把它总结在一句话里。
Follow the way of love.
就是要来就是爱，就是最好的道。
Aim in love.
你的目标也是爱。
The greatest command is love.
那最大的诫命也是爱。
As I love you,
就是我怎么爱你。
Means Jesus set a high example, a very high standard.
对，耶稣就树了一个很高的一个榜样。
Love your enemy,
就是你要爱你的仇敌。
Love the sinner,
爱罪人。
I think after that we can love our wife, right, or our husband.
当我们能够爱罪人和仇敌的时候，我们就可以爱我们的。
They're not even enemy.
和妻子了，甚至他们不是我们的，何况他们不是我们的。
So Jesus wants us to carry all this language of criticism, because all criticism is destructive, all condemnation is destructive. Instead of forgive and give.
所以呢，神就让我们在中间呢，有彻底的铲除这种常常的批评论断，而是我们要来彼此相爱。
Give and encouragement.
宽恕，而且要给予，而且要来鼓励。
Give comfort.
那要给安慰。
And also endure the mistake and suffering and bear with the other person in silence.
而且真的要来担当和承担别人的这个。
Because Jesus is always silent, hold his tongue.
在一个无声里面去做这些事情。
Just bear.
像耶稣一样，就是
去
担当承担和忍耐。
Carry his burden.
跟他一起来担当他的重担。
Jesus said, "When you are tired and burdened, come to me."
那耶稣说呢，这些刀这个担当重担的人到我跟前来。
劳苦担重担的。
劳苦担重担的。
Come to me.
他说到我跟前来。
I'll give you rest.
我要给你安息。
Give you joy.
给你这个喜乐。
Give you peace.
平安。
This unconditional love, joy, peace is given to you free.
所以这种喜乐平安这些无条件的爱都是白白的赐给你。
All you need to do to pray for each other, ask for it and do it.
我们要做的就是我们彼此来带祷，而且彼此来鼓励，我们就去做。
The next thing in the prayer is the talking about after being rooted and established in love.
另外下面的祷告就说，在这个爱情里面有根有基之后呢，
How did we look in Nazi? Because the Holy Spirit was given to us.
那我们怎么样在耶稣基督里面扎根呢？就是因为圣灵在我们的里面。
Not half the Holy Spirit.
不是一半的圣灵。
Not three quarters of the Holy Spirit.
不是三分之一的圣灵。
It's the whole of the Holy Spirit.
也是全部的圣灵。
It's given the whole.
他给的是多少？全部的，全然。
God has given us the Holy Spirit, the whole thing.
那他给我们圣灵呢？是完全的赐下。
But the problem is, the Holy Spirit does not have the whole of us.
那问题呢？是圣灵没有完全的，我们没有完全让圣灵来。
We let Jesus come to the house, open the door.
那我们就让耶稣呢开门，让他进来。
Actually, the only way you do is just open the door. Jesus, you can sleep in your closet.
那我们后头说，耶稣一进来，你在这个壁橱里面睡觉。
The other room is not for you. You just sleep there.
那你在那边睡觉，别的的房间呢，跟你无关。
The Holy Spirit come in. He had no place to go. He probably have to sleep in the closet.
所以呢，那圣灵来的时候呢，不知道住哪里，他可能要住在那个你的祷告间里面去。
The Holy Spirit basically is the Spirit of Christ and actually is a person who is a counselor. He's supposed to come to help us.
那事实上呢，圣灵作为基督的灵呢，他来就是作为安慰师、包括师呢。他来的目的其实是要来帮助我们。
After we open our heart,
当我们开我们的心以后呢
，to accept the Holy Spirit,
接受了圣灵呢
，to believe Christ,
信了耶稣
，become the children of God,
成了神的儿女。
Then we tell the Holy Spirit, "Hey, that's enough."
那我们就告诉圣灵说，哦，这够了，够了。
And I better sleep in the closet, sleep in the couch. That's it.
你就要么是住在这个衣帽间，要么住在沙发上。
We must change.
我们必须要改变。
If we want to really experience the love, joy, peace of God.
如果我们要来经历他的这个爱。平安和喜乐的话，必须。
Open up all your rooms.
所以你把所有的房间都要打开。
Let the Spirit go with you anywhere.
所以呢，让这个圣灵呢，就说随着你去任何要去。
Let him work with you.
要他呢跟你一起来工作。
Because Spirit is Spirit of love and power. He's the one who created the universe.
因为神的灵就是创造天地的灵，他会带下爱，也带下能力。
The Spirit of of love, not only that, spirit of life.
它不仅仅是爱的能力，那爱的灵，而且是一个赐生命的灵。
The spirit of truth too.
而且是真理的灵。
The spirit of transforming you too.
而且是改变的灵。
How foolish we are to.
好多时候我们非常的愚笨。
To let the counselor, the best person, the one who can help us, and limit his help.
很多时候我们让那个最好的这个辅导员。最好的庄稼就待在其他的地方。
Anything you do with the Holy Spirit,
任何和圣灵发生关系的
，you'll be blessed.
你会受祝福。
Even you fail, still blessed.
那即使你失败了，你还是得到了祝福。
Because in the long run, God's going to bless you because you're doing the right thing to obey God, to let God do, to be the master of your life.
那最后。神还是会祝福你，为什么？因为你顺从了他，因为遵循圣灵的缘故。
Remember, God listens to every prayer. He takes into account of everything and all the need to make the decision. That's why the decision is always right here, always wrong.
所以呢，你要记得，神听了你所有的祷告，而且总和考量，最后要来祝福。所以你要知道，他总是对的，我们是错的。
To the people, to the person who have true faith.
对一个真正有信心的人来讲
，Yes, of course, is yes.
当然，我们是就是。
No to prayer, Jesus is yes.
那甚至耶稣 说这个给你复定你的祷告 ，Yes, yes, yes 是。
Because you continue to have faith is a test of faith.
那对你来说是一个信心的一个检验。
But double bless you.
他会最后会双倍的祝福。
If you do anything with God, bring Him in, you will be blessed.Even the situation look the opposite, but you will, your life will be a life of blessing.
那你只要把神接到你的生活里面一些事情里面的时候，你不管发生的怎么样的状况，最后都是一个祝福的状况。
If we do everything without God,
如果你做事情没有什么成
绩 I'm smart.
那你觉得我很聪明
Hey, only those weak Christians do that. I'm a strong Christian.
啊，那你就说哦，只有那些软弱的基督徒才祷告。我是一个很刚强的人，基督徒，我有钱。
I have resources.
啊，有这个各样的资源。
I don't want to bother God.
啊，我不需要去麻烦神。
Only big thing I may become to him. Now I can do everything.
可能呢，大事再找一下神。现在我什么都能够 handle， 能够去。
If you do everything, most of things without God, even you succeed, you fail.
如果你能够做所有的事情，甚至多数的事情你都能够做，不让神来参与呢，很可能有失败。
And in the end, God will not bless you. God won't you take away from you.
那事实上，最后呢，你不一定得到失败。得不到神的祝福，甚至神要把那些东西都要拿走。
So be careful.
所以你要小心。
Because God loves you, He will not let you do anything. He wants the Holy Spirit to be in charge of life, because He's the counselor. He sent specifically to help you.
因为神很爱你，所以他不会让你为所欲为，任意妄为。他要圣灵成为你的辅导来帮助。
The very name of the Greek translation, Paragato, means the one who is alongside of you.
就是圣经里面讲的那个 Paracletos， 就是神把他叫来站在你旁边的那个。
His purpose alongside you.
他的目的就是来
go with you，
跟你在你的旁边一直跟你同行。
And he will be talking about the spirit in the Bible. It's called the spirit of love. A lot of theologians call spirit of love.
所以呢，圣灵就是。很多的神学家把它叫做神的爱的灵。
After the Holy Spirit established in love, He gave you love and start with the Holy Spirit gave you a new life.
那当神给我们一个新的生命的时候
，The Bible said, "Now you have the power."
圣经讲的，现在你已经有了能力。
Together.
那而是一起。
With brothers and sisters.
他是和众圣徒。一起
，in fellowship，
那就是要来彼此的来交流，彼此的互动。
To learn how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of God。
那一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
You cannot learn God's love at home alone。
那你不可能学习神的爱是通过自己一个人待在家里。
The Bible says you must come together as a family。
那圣经讲的你们必须要来到一起，就像一个家。
In fellowship，
要来互动。
And pray for each other，
彼此带到。
Bear the burden of each other，
彼此担当。
And the encourage each other，
要来彼此鼓励。
And then you learn what love is，
所以你就会学习什么是爱。
And the dimension of love is multi-dimensional，
所以爱的这个长阔高深呢，是不同的一个层面，不同的维度。
It's unlimited，
是没有限制的。
It's forever to learn，
我们要永远有很长的时间来学习。
God said you have the power to understand now, you can experience it now。
但是神说你有能力来明白，你也有能力来经历。
And you continue to grasp and experience the dimension, the scope of God。
所以呢，你会不断的继续的来学习。爱是何等长阔高深。
Last week we already learned we can go deeper.
那上个星期我们已经学了，现在我们要走得更深。
Instead of pointing fingers, instead of criticizing, instead of condemning, now we go lower to bear with the burden of the brothers.
我们不再批评论断，不再指头来指，而是我们要来走得更低，和弟兄姐妹来认同。
In terms of saying unwholesome thing, negative talk.Or debating all these things. Now we talk in terms of the encouraging language. We talk of comforting language.
所以我们那些争吵、辩论、怀疑那些负面的东西呢，我们就要去掉。我们现在要来彼此的来鼓励、安慰。
In one of my student group, I have a Bible study with three students.
我有一个跟学生们一起的一个。
They just graduated from UBC.
他们是在 UBC.
And they have problem with the girlfriend.
他们好多时候跟他们的女朋友有问题。
Most reasons because instead of loving, when mistake is happen, they criticize each other.
大部分的事件是等问题发生的时候呢，不是彼此相爱，而是彼此批评论断。
The last couple months it changed.
上几个月呢开始变化。
Because the boyfriend start to hold their tongue instead of saying something bad, they keep silent and actually they will continue to support and understand.
他们开始学习勒住自己的舌头，而且也学习去默不作声，甚至学习去彼此的来鼓励。
Actually, this is the actual new self waiting for you in Christ.
这就是你新的一个我从你的里面进入。
You must get rid of old self.
就是要把老的自我要来取消。
Yeah, that's the old self is criticizing all these things.
这个老我呢，我们就是会彼此的来批评论断。
The last thing is talking about the fullness of God.
所以最后一段呢，讲的是主里面的这种圆满。丰富丰盛。
So we have strength, we have a Christ's word, now we have fellowship with each other, now we talk about the fullness of God.
所以呢，刚才讲到这个能力，而且还有这个基督住在我们的里面，还有讲到一同这种交流。下面呢讲的是这个充满
God's love,
神是爱。
If we learn love,
如果我们学习爱，
we are most like God.
我们就会更像是
and we'll continue to fill with love and fill with God.
那我们就会不断地住在他的爱里面，让他的自己来充满我
们。Psalm chapter 81, Psalm chapter 81, Psalm.
这个诗篇
81,
81篇讲到
The Bible says, Hey, I carry your burden, but you are not willing to listen to me. You are not willing to obey my word.
圣经其实那个地方讲到呢，是我要来担当你的重担，但是你不愿意听我的话。
I'm your strength, but you don't want me to be your strength.
我是你的力量，但是你不要我做你的力量。
Actually, I want to open your mouth wide so I can fill you.
事实上他说，我要让你的嘴来张开，我要来充满你。
Open your mouth, open it. My power will be filling you.
他说，你张开你的嘴巴，我要用我的能力来充满你。
My love will fill you.
我的爱要充满。
要大大张口。
你要大大的张口。Open your mouth wide.
And I'll fill you.
我要充满你。
But God is disappointed, but you are not willing.
但是呢，神有点失望，因为人不愿意。
Even Holy Spirit cannot do anything if you put him in the closet.
那圣灵又不能做太多的事情，如果我们把它放在这个衣帽间里。
Finally, Paul talking about.Seven step, I'm making it very quickly. Seven step of faith.
那后面当然就是保罗呢讲到这个七个步骤，就是怎么样信心。
From verse 20 to 21,
就是从20节到21节。
And we just take a quick look. It says, Paul prayed a prayer for the church. Now Paul tells us, you can have faith in God's power.
刚才做了祷告，但是这里讲到你们心里是会有力量。
There's a seven degree of power we can access to.
也就是说，非常清楚的有能力，我们是能够获得的。
Seven steps up to you.
这七个步骤呢，在于你。
To draw the power of God.
要把神的能力呢来带下来。
We look at verse 20.
就20节。
Now to him who is able.
那这里讲到呢，就是说他是能够
，God is able，
神是能够的
，because he's God，
因为他是神
，nothing is impossible，
没有什么东西是不可能。
That's first step about your faith or prayer。
那这就是关于我们的信心的祷告。
Second， who is able to do what we ask？
这里讲到呢，就说是他会成就我们所求所想。
When you ask，
当我们祈求的时候
，God is able，
神能够。
Don't worry about him，
不要来为他操心。
Thirdly, not only what you ask, what you imagine to，
那第三个不仅仅是你所求的，也是包括你所想的。
Imagine, even you just imagine, probably you know you did not really pray, just imagine。
你可能根本就没求，你只是想了一下，就是想象了一下。
God can fulfill it，
神其实也能成就。
And not only ask and imagine, he is able to do all.
那不仅仅是来成就你所求所想，而且他说所有的
all your prayer，
这所有的成就一切。
It's God willing, he can be able to do it.
就是神愿意的时候，他可以能够做成的一切。
But do you have faith?
那你有信心吗？
Because according to your faith, it will be done to you.
因为圣经里面讲，照你的信就要成就了。
And other step.
那另外的一个步骤。
He is able to do more than all you ask and imagine.
这里讲到他能够做的是超过我们所求所想。
And go even one step. He is able to do much more.
这里讲到呢，讲远远超过
than all we ask and imagine.
远远超过我们所求所想。
And he even go further, Paul. He can, God can do much, much, much more.
那这个地方讲的呢，就是神会做超越、超越、超越、超过、超过、超过的那东西。
First is more.
那第一个呢，就是很多。
Second is immeasurably more.
那第二个就是更多。
Next is immeasurably more.
第三个就是多而又多。
God can do this seven step of faith, everything you ask, according to His power that's at work within you.
啊，所以就说这每一步你做的、你求的，神都会在里面工作。
It's within you.
在你里面。
It's not out there.
那不是在那里面。
It's in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面。
Do you believe the Holy Spirit?
啊，你相信圣灵吗
？Do you let the Holy Spirit work?
愿意圣灵在你里面工作。
Do you let Holy Spirit go into everything you do?
你愿意圣灵在你所做的一切里面来掌权吗
？Do you want to practice continual presence of Holy Spirit in everything you do, including your shopping?
那你愿意不愿意圣灵在你所做的一切里面来实践，就是让他和你同行，甚至在你的工作和你的 shopping 的时候
？The problem is we don't come to the Holy Spirit to pray unless we have problem.
好多时候呢，我们除了遇到麻烦，不来到这个圣灵的面前来祷告，我们就失去很多的祝福。
God cannot give it to us.
神就不能给我们。
I think that's enough. Yeah. Okay. So this point is important. We must have faith, seven step of faith in God, because God promised, and this prayer is for everybody in the church. It's not just a prayer. It's for us.
那这里是这个神的话是给每一个人的。
That's 2,000 years ago when they when Paul prayed.
啊，两千年，保罗的祷告放在那里。
And we have more faith in the Spirit. Let God help us.
所以呢，我们愿我们在灵里面有更多的信心，愿神来
帮助我们。And pray
more. 我们要更多的祷告。来，刘洋。好，我们站起来一同有些祷告。等一下我们有些回应啊，哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，哈利路亚，是的，圣灵永远在我们的旁边，因为这是应许，你说你把那个保惠师裁派下来，不会让我们成为孤儿。 The Lord, you said you will not leave us as orphans, you are going to send the Spirit of truth, the Paracletos to be with us, 来帮助我们。主啊，我们不仅仅是听到了，而是要行道。像我们星期五在这个查经班里面也是，我们就讲道，就说让圣灵来充满我们。主啊，今天你圣灵再次的来充满我们。主啊，是的，大家要来真的像圣经上讲的，你张开你的口，举起你的手来接受他要扎打。大家做一个象征性的动作好吗？你张开你的口，张开口，举起手，用圣经上讲的，不仅仅是我讲的。是不是刚才弟兄说圣经上旧约讲新约也讲张开你的口哈利路亚好我们一起来有方言的我们就用方言来祷没有的那叫求圣灵继续来充满哈利路亚收到了哈巴一个圣灵来收到了哈巴一个收到了哈巴一个收到了哈巴一个主啊，是的，是受到了哈巴耶的，受到了哈巴耶的，个主啊，你大大的充满我们 ，Lord, fill us, fill us.Oh, according to your word, hallelujah, with your power, hallelujah, with your power, and you can fulfill all the things we ask and even imagine, even more, exceedingly abundant, 哦，远远超过我们所求所想。主啊，是的，我们真的这个时候来求他来圣灵来充满，信心来充满，走在信心的道路。哈利路亚。So let us increasing our faith. Let Holy Spirit live in every room of ours. 让圣灵呢住到我们每一个房间。什么房间？工作的时候，夫妻相处的时候，教导孩子的时候，在我们赚钱的时候，在我们独处的时候，在我们难过的时候，在我们高兴的时候，都让圣灵来掌权。Lord, we ask you, ask the Holy Spirit, according to your word, to come to dwell in every room of ours, in our working place, in our family relationships, in our parent and children relationship, in our finance, in every way. Lord, we allow your Holy Spirit to be present, to walk with us. The Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah.Thank you. The Lord is increasing everybody's faith. 我相信神在增加我们的信心，在以后的日子里面会有更大的信心，更多的爱，我们更多的爱会活出来，人会看见就羡慕我们的神。我相信我最近也越来越经历到我们的教会越来越我们更多的爱，没有什么批评论断，越来越少的批评论断，以后就崛起，彻底的崛起，人就是看到我们中间有爱。 Lord, I even see and experience our church now. There's no much like a criticism, but more love. And in the future, there's even non-criticism. But people will see God, Christ, dwell among us abundantly. So much love, so much encouragement, so much light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.I just encourage each one now, you bring yourself or some of the situations to the Lord to pray. Since we're talking about prayer, 我鼓励大家，我们讲到的这个祷告呢，圣灵里面祷告，现在就把你的一些事情带到他的跟前来祷告，花几分钟我们一起来祷告。说的如好办一点，谢谢你的那个主啊，是的，每一个人都要有很多的见证能出来。我们感谢你，赞美，奉主耶稣的名，把大家请坐。